Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look.
Welcome to Darren and Sterling here on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. Red Friday. Chiefs play Sunday, 1-0. Trying to make it 2-0. Darren heading to Baltimore tomorrow. Surprised me in studio today. Darren, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to figure out how I surprised you when I never said I wasn't going to be here. That's the only part I'm trying to figure out.
Because I know myself, if I was going to travel anywhere, I'm going for at least the full weekend. I would have left last night.
No. That's when I get ready to go to Philadelphia in 2 weeks. Then I'll be gone.
Every single trip, I'd be gone for at least 3 days. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, look, sometimes you got to do what's convenient and what's affordable. And it just didn't, for me to leave on a Friday to go to Baltimore didn't.
Thursday night, baby.
Huh?
Thursday night.
Yeah, but you still got to be hotel for Thursday and Friday versus Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, fair.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at on that. But be that as it may, it is Sunday night football for the Chiefs. Your boy will be there live and in living color covering the game. And I'm looking ready for it, man, so let's dive right into it.
Let's talk about last night's game first. Last night's wild, horrendous, amazing NFC East matchup game.
Last night, I thought about you. For a couple of reasons. I was going to text you because you did hit the over, but I was thinking about that. I was like, because we talked about it, how we thought the game was going to be a badly played game, and we thought, you know, but we also said, like last year, games that we don't expect to be good end up being classics, and that's what last night's was.
Yeah, it was a horribly played, amazing game. That's the best way to put it. Daniel Jones, RB1. I mean, Saquon was horrible. Even his 41-yard run was like 20 of the running backs in the NFL get more than that. But Daniel Jones was a menace on the ground. He was good in this game. Daniel Jones was.
Yeah.
Tyler Heinicke was solid for the most part until that last drive when Ron Rivera decided a 3-yard curl route was the play when you're leading. Horrible play call. Horrible throw. Somehow they make it work because the Giants kick a field goal. Washington gets it back. They miss a field goal. Offsides. Then make the field goal. That whole game was just drunk, man. Everyone on that field drank like 17 beers, had 4 marks, and decided to go play football because that's what it looked like.
To be honest, I couldn't decide who I wanted to win the game last night. This is one of the few games that one of the few times I didn't put money on a game or anything. So I was just watching, just like, I just want to sit back, scout these teams, and see, you know, if the Chiefs would have more trouble facing one versus the other. Now, Washington was supposed to be a good defensive team, yet they gave up 29 points. So, how much? Taylor Heinicke, he did impress me. You know, even throwing that late fourth quarter interception, he didn't let it shake him, didn't let it rattle him. Came right back down the field. Two, three passes later, he's in the end zone. When I look back at it, I think the biggest key was obviously the mental errors. If you're a Giants fan, there's no way that you can feel good about last night's game. There's no more victories. Slater should have caught that touchdown pass where it went off his fingertips. They should have got Kenny Golladay more involved in the offense, especially in the second half. I know there was some bickering.
Maybe he wouldn't drop the ball. Daniel Jones, I think, gave it to Golladay came at Daniel Jones basically like, why aren't you throwing the ball more? And I think Daniel Jones said something along the lines of, because the other guys catch the ball. I mean, Golladay was struggling.
Yeah. I mean, you can't struggle when you're making $17 million. You just can't do it. There's no excuse for that. Now, I will say Daniel Jones had a hell of a run last night, but as I told people, it wasn't for 80 yards. So, you know, if it was 80 yards, he might trip over his feet and fall. But no, he showed good burst, good speed. the biggest takeaway I took from Daniel Jones when watching that game last night, he looks a lot like Eli Manning. If you look at that television screen when he's got his helmet on and he looks, he got that dumb look on his face, you cannot tell me he doesn't look like Eli Manning.
Oh, he looks like a fast Eli Manning. That's what he looks like. It's like Eli Manning, but the opposite.
But, you know, the other thing that we have to keep in mind when we talk about the Giants, who's their offensive coordinator?
Oh, what the
Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett, yeah, the Cowboys guy.
That's and he called the game like he was calling for the Dallas Cowboys. And so, they left points on the board. Now, obviously, Garrett can't catch the ball. He can't run the ball in. Saquon Barkley looked good in spurts.
No.
Spurts.
Saquon, I thought, looked pretty bad the entire day.
No. He looked bad, but I'm saying, but there were a couple of bursts where he looked like, okay, looked like this is Saquon that's been injured. Because
take away the 41-yard run. He had 12 carries.
There you go.
12 carries for 16 yards. Saquon was horrible.
Well, that was
even that 41-yard run wasn't him. That was the O-line making a hole that a truck could drive through. 20 of the running backs get more than 41 yards. I would say a lot of running backs take that to the house.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still injured or what, but Saquon does not look good.
If it's any other team, and we're watching the game here again, that's on our television screens, if it's any other team, they close it out last night against Washington, especially knowing that you intercept Heinicke at the end of the ball game and you still can't figure out a way to close it out. Washington had the football gods on their side last night, especially when you get down. And I'm sitting thinking, like, man, you can call a timeout or you can, get out of bounds at any time. But the fact that kicker missed a kick and the defender for the Giants, who's in front of the football, lines up. And then that's a D4 type move, man.
I
can't, and so – yeah, he's going to be kicking himself, and, he might force the team to run the football field or something. But, yeah, there's no excuse for that as well. Now, if it was a Jimmy Johnson, or depending on the type of players, he might have been cut. But your guy, Joe Judge, man, I'm definitely not impressed with him at all.
Yeah, that was just a boneheaded move. If you're the kicker, I don't even know if you have satisfaction because you missed the first one, right? And the second one was about the same spot but curled left last second. So if you're the kicker, you got to be like, oh, my gosh, I got extremely lucky here. Yeah. Either way, two bad teams, entertaining football game. I think Washington needed this game more than the Giants. I don't think the Giants have a chance of the NFC East. I think Washington has a chance of winning the NFC East. Maybe they have the second or third best odds, but I think that there are at least a chance while the Giants are just a bad team.
Biggest takeaway for Washington, it kind of solidifies Ron Revere's decision not to bring in Cam Newton.
Sure.
I think Taylor Heinicke has solidified that role as a starter for that team. I don't see, even if Fitzmagic comes back healthy, he gets his job back, unless – Heinicke gets injured. I don't see Fitz coming back and getting his position back.
No, I agree. Especially if he's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks, whatever it is. If he's gone that long and Heinicke is doing this game in and game out, this is going to be his team. He showed it in the playoffs. There's a reason why they paid him money to come back. He's been pretty good. I mean, again, small sample size, but he's been pretty good.
Before we get to Chiefs Ravens, Kansas City travels to D.C. or Bethesda, Maryland, take on the Washington football team in week number 6. They host the Giants 2 weeks later on Monday Night Football, week number 8. How do you see the Chiefs matching up against both teams, Sterling?
I don't think either is going to be a problem. I guess Washington has a much better defense. The Giants, in my opinion, they have good wide receivers. I think.
I mean, they showed they can score points against a solid that was against a defense that was number 2 last year.
The thing I will say. Offensive line of the Giants wasn't great, right? Daniel Jones bailed them out multiple times with those run plays. Daniel Jones is a very mobile quarterback. If you're the Chiefs, after watching both these games, both these teams playing this game, you shouldn't be worried at all. They make too many boneheaded moves, and they don't have the talent that Kansas City has. If you're not going to have the talent like Kansas City has, you can't make any sort of mistakes. Both these teams make too many mistakes.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. But let's look ahead to Sunday night. Now, I got to ask you, have there been any more flies dropping for the Baltimore Ravens?
I'll have to check again.
Yeah, so Sunday Night Football, NBC, 720. You can listen to the best pregame. And, well, you can listen to Josh, Josh Briscoe. He will be on Sunday, I think, around 6:15 with a pregame show. You can watch online to the best damn pregame show there is with the Chiefs pregame, pregame cheat sheet with myself and Steve Walls. We'll be doing it live from inside M&T Bank Stadium. Then, of course, we will bring you the postgame as well out there in Baltimore. And then, of course, Josh will have it on the radio here back in Kansas City on Sports Radio 810 WHB. But looking ahead, Kansas City, they've won the last four games against the Baltimore Ravens. They lead the all-time series 7-3. They've beaten Lamar the last three times since Patrick and Lamar have been the quarterbacks of the teams. Is there anything different that the Ravens team can do that you saw from week one to this weekend that gives them hope, glimmer of hope, no matter how small it may be, in beating Kansas City?
I think their wide receivers are better. I think Lamar Jackson is better in the pocket. I think, again, small sample size, like it was one game, but he looked a lot more comfortable throwing the ball. His base looked better. His motion looked better. They're going to be tough just based on Lamar Jackson and how mobile he is, right? They're always going to be a tough matchup for whoever they play, but end of the day, the Ravens have so many injuries. Marcus Peters isn't there. Their cornerbacks aren't quite the same as – they're not as talented. Mahomes, I think, should take advantage. I think Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, they're going to feast. I could see Kansas City winning by double digits easily.
Well, that is my hope. I haven't decided what I'm going to bet on this game come Sunday. But that is my hope that, yes, that takes place in just that manner, what you said. But outside of last year, because of COVID and situations, I know the Chiefs won 34-20. I can see a scenario where this game is, you know, is closer than what we expect. Look, remember, if Kansas City wins the coin toss, they're going to elect to defer. So you give Baltimore an opportunity to get on the board first. They generally do, and you know, like they did in Kansas City a few seasons ago, it might have been 2 years ago, when they scored, they go for two. They know that they need it, and they'll probably try to go for two if successful with the touchdown as often as possible to put the, you know, to put the pressure on the Chiefs to score an extra and to score on an extra possession. If you score two touchdowns and two 2-point conversions, now you're up technically three touchdowns because you have to get three to try to take the lead, or at least two touchdowns and a field goal. I think Watkins helps them. I think their running game will still pose a problem for Kansas City. I don't know how well Kansas City has shored up their tackling issue. Now, they do get Frank Clark back. They do get Tyrann Mathieu back. Clark, I'm not so sure how well he'll contribute because we haven't seen him at all during the preseason. We have seen Tyrann throughout preseason except for last week's game. He hasn't, you know, we haven't seen him much in training camp because of his hamstring injury. That's Frank Clark that I mentioned. So I don't know what he's going to bring. Tyrann Mathieu, I think him just getting back into practice and the thing, I think he will be okay. His leadership is what they'll need. He's like Anthony Hitchens, putting players in the right spot. But in the end, yeah, I do have Kansas City winning. I just think it's going to be a little bit closer. I think Kansas City wins by a touchdown. And I'll say 34-27.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'd probably have it as maybe I'll go 34-24.
Yeah.
I think
to beat Kansas City, you've got to get in the third. And I just don't see them getting – I don't see them scoring that many points to stay ahead of Kansas City.
No, 100%. I agree with you there. And also I think Frank Clark coming back, while he might not make a huge impact, he at least knows where to be, what spot to be in. Kansas City was put in a very tough spot. Joshua Kando actually had to play some end last week and not just special teams. and that was a disaster. He's not ready yet for it. He's a developmental guy. He looked out of sorts, and I'm not trying to blame him. He wasn't drafted to be a pick-up-and-play week one type of guy, right? He was put in a tough spot. We saw after week one, he wasn't quite ready. He was out of sorts in some aspects, didn't know where to be, it looked like. So Frank Clark coming back, I think, at least will be in the correct spot. He'll be better at setting the edge. He's played against Lamar Jackson before, so he knows what it's like going up against that top-end athleticism, that speed, what it's like. You can try, and every team always has a guy they try to emulate Lamar Jackson in practice. And they always say, it seems like it works until you get to the actual game, and all of a sudden Lamar's out there, and he has that next-level speed.
And here's the thing. You know that they're going to go through their running backs, Latavius Murray, Devontae Freedom, Tyrus Jackson, but it still is going to surround and boil down to Lamar Jackson. Now, for the Chiefs are probably going to play an eight-man front because they're going to want to test him and make him throw the football. But if he runs, you can't afford to, well, one, because he's got speed out of his world. He can't get behind you. Once he gets behind you, that's 6 points. And that's something that Kansas City can't afford to do. If they feel like he gets close to him, they're going to have to back up. But I do like Lamar to have a big game. I think he'll have a big game on the ground versus in the air. But I think he'll have about 300 yards of scrimmage yards, you know, passing, running. I think he'll do that. I think you have the type of game that he had against the Raiders last Monday night. I think he'll throw for two touchdowns. I think he might even run for a touchdown. But yeah, it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to live up to the hype. Two MVP players going up against one another. I think, again, when has Kansas City really blown a team out lately?
What 1-10-1 against the spread in their last 12 games, I believe, is the number the Chiefs are when it comes to covering. So
trust me, don't I know.
It's a 3.5-point game, so Vegas obviously thinks that this is going to probably be a 3-point game or less. So just putting that into perspective, I tend to think that eventually they're going to have to buck that trend. I think Kansas City wins by more than 3.5 points just based on the plethora of injuries to the Ravens. I think that Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis, they're out for vengeance this year. That's what it looks like. Mahomes is saying, you know what, I'm tired of this. We're getting back to the Super Bowl. We're going to take care of business. We're going to get there. They're on a mission right now. After losing in the Super Bowl, this Chiefs team looks like they are coming out and they are pissed off.
Well, it's only one game, and I'm going to try to keep things in perspective, especially if they're going to try to go undefeated. I'm going to look at it like they look, one game at a time. And like for me, it's just going to be about trying to figure out what they need to do to make sure that they shore up the mistakes that they had from week to week. And again, what they had in week number one that we saw was the missed tackles. Spagnuolo said they had a lot of missed tackles. Can't afford to do that. They also can't afford to give up big plays to the wide receivers. Now, Sammy Watkins, he is healthy. We saw some of that speed that we were missing in Kansas City, but we saw that in the Monday night game against the Raiders. You've got to keep him in front of them, or if nothing else, you got to make sure if you catch the ball, you put a hat on them. The running backs, if Lamar Jackson runs the football, you have to hit him like he's a running back.
Make him fumble. Lamar will fumble.
He will do that because of how he holds the ball.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's quarterback. They don't have the emphasis on protecting the ball like other players do, like running backs. If a running back fumbles, he knows he's probably getting benched. Yeah. Quarterback fumbles, you go, all right, I'm getting the ball, next possession. You can get Lamar to fumble. The key is, if you give up big plays, don't give up on the big play. Try to make something happen. Mizzou did it last week. Just as an example, they got down to the 2-yard line. They made him fumble on the goal line, right? Just because the guy gets to our team gets to the end zone, it's not over till it's over. It's not over till they score. So if you're the Chiefs and Lamar breaks a big one, keep up on it and try and make him fumble.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So you've got them winning by 10. I got them winning by 7. Vegas has it. You know what? I'm going to go with Vegas. I'm going to go.
Ooh. Come on. You going with Vegas.
3.5. I mean, it's the Chiefs, man. 30. 34-31.
How many times are you going to switch? So when they win by seven, are you going to say, well, that was my first guess?
No, because remember, they were 6.5 points last week against them. They let me down. They won by four.
You bet against them. You bet Browns points. You told me you did.
No, I can never bet Browns. I probably sit on here, but when but you got to remember, I had bets that were already in well in advance before the season started. We talked about it. So, no, I had the Chiefs. Had the Chiefs with the points, had Chiefs minus six or minus seven, and I had it going over. Over was never really an issue. It was just with the Chiefs, I had to bet them straight up. I had to bet them winning straight up because if I try to bet them covering the points, that's where I get disappointed. Because they're 1-10-1, so it's like,
hey, but guess what? Don't bet.
Yeah, let me cuss
you. 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's 1-888-BETS-OFF.
See, I don't even know the bet. I don't bet enough to even know.
So don't try to say
Kuzi
1-800-BETS-OFF. It's 1-888-BETS-OFF.
So it sounds like you've been there before. Sounds like you've had to call in a couple times.
No, my father and my sister have, even though they would still go to the casino. I'm like, how you? They just couldn't, you know, they're like, just can't hit no jackpot. So he'd always play a machine where he couldn't. I was like, man.
Well, if you haven't hit in a while, what's that mean? Odds are you're going to probably hit one soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember he hit one time on the blackjack table. I just happened to be there. D, come get this money. Here I come. So, yeah. Yeah, those were the days. Oh, well.
Do you want to take a break, come back, and go through the entire list of the slate of games?
Got to, man, because we got to pick some winners this weekend.
Let's give us more time, because last week we didn't give us much time to go through the games. This time, we'll give us time. Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City.
Hi, Ollie Gates here. The Gates family would like to say thank you for allowing us to serve you for 75 years, a milestone which would not have been possible without your support. Thanks again, and remember, whatever the case may be, keep the faith.
Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com, live in studio. Gorgeous Red Friday.
D. Smith iced out.
Why?
I don't know, man. Just felt like putting on the jewelry today. Oh, and just so you know,
dude, I am Tyreek has the same jewelry necklace. Guy.
Tyreek has the same thing he wore post game last week.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Same one. You don't think real diamonds?
First of all, this is real because a fan created it, made it, so it's real. And I don't know where he got this from. We don't shop at the same. We probably shop at the same place. He just has a higher limit on his credit card than I do.
You think he might have a little extra there?
Just a little bit extra.
But what about Mahomes? Just a little bit. Just a smidgen.
Yeah, he's got a lot more. I ain't gonna lie about that.
He's got the unlimited. What's it, the black card?
Yep, 21.
The Amex.
Black
card. Was it? Not Amex. It's the.
I thought it was American Express.
Is it the Amex black card? Yeah. That'd be pretty neat. All right, week two games. You want to do it? Let's do it.
Yeah, we got the theme music.
Well, you got to tell me before, Darren.
Well, I mean, you're the one brought up. That's why we were getting away early. So let's hit the CBS games up first.
Well, you're going to
have
to give me
some time. You see me talking. You're the one who act like you can't do two things at once. We'll do the CBS games first. Then we'll do the Fox games. Then, of course, we can do NBC, which is the Chiefs again. Then, of course, we'll do Monday on Monday. We'll do the Monday Night Football on Monday. So, but... there is one game I'm looking forward to predicting with you, and I'm gonna see where you go. I'm gonna see just how much of your fandom resides in you. So let me know. Are you ready?
It's loading. We don't have the quickest systems back here.
It's still antiquated. All right. So hit me with the games.
First game on CBS, Texans Browns.
I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going with the Texans. This is a This is a road game for them, so I'm going to go with Cleveland at home on the road.
I was going to say, no chance you roll with the Texans, right?
Well, No. You got to remember, I did my show for Parsons tomorrow. I did it earlier today, and I'm trying to make sure my picks are consistent. So
no,
I do.
You go one for them, one for us. You can't be wrong.
No. Well, that's true. But I got Cleveland because they're at home. And I think Baker, quote unquote, bounces back where he gets a couple of touchdowns at least.
Oh, I have Cleveland on the road, Cleveland at home, Cleveland on a plane, Cleveland on a boat. I have Cleveland beating the Houston Texans.
You never been to Kansas City last week.
Well, of course. Houston Texans aren't Kansas City. That's a horrible take.
They were on the road. They were on a plane.
No. Beating the Houston Texans, the third worst team in football.
All right. So who's next?
Next on CBS, Pats, Jets in East Rutherford.
Mac Jones gets his first NFL win.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Jets are bad. I think the Jets are bad.
I'm not going to go that far, but they're bad.
No, I think they might be the second worst team in football. Jacksonville's the worst. I think Jets might be second worst. Texans are probably third worst.
That's debatable.
Raiders-Steelers. This is a good game.
Going with the Steelers at home. I think it's their home opener. And defensively, I think T.J. Watt is going to continue to show why he's deserving of that contract. So, yeah, I got Steelers at home.
I do as well. I think
you always want to agree with greatness. That's fine.
I mean, it's 6.5-point favorite. I don't like the Raiders. I don't think they're going to win. We haven't really had a
– Raiders are going to do Raiders things.
Yeah.
So that's why it's hard for me to go with them.
I don't think Ben Roethlisberger's any good anymore, but I think that defense is elite. I think it's the best defense in football, and I think it's going to give Derek Carr a lot of trouble. Next on CBS, Broncos and Jaguars. It's in Jacksonville, but since I already told you I think Jacksonville's the worst team in football, I'm going with Denver.
No. Don't get on the Teddy Bridgewater bandwagon now, bro. We don't need you.
It's not a bandwagon. I said I don't have him winning 9 games. One of the over-unders, 8.5. I ripped the under.
Okay, well, I got them going over. I got Broncos in this game.
Cowboys, Chargers for the 3:25 game.
I want to go Cowboys in this, but I'm going to stick with the AFC West. I'm going to go with Justin Herbert. I think it's going to be a shootout. Cowboys are going to find themselves down. They're going to take Dak out the game. It's going to be a passing duel. At the end of the day, Cowboys are going to find a way to lose.
Man, it's about exactly what I was going to say. Because every single Cowboys game is the same way, although the Chargers and Cowboys are very similar. They love throwing the ball. They love scoring a lot of points. And they love finding ways to choke games away. I'm going to go with the AFC West because I like Herbert over Dak Prescott. I like Austin Eckler over Zeke Elliott. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with the Chargers, but I think this is going to be one that comes down to the wire, high score. This should be a really fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Titans, Seahawks in Seattle.
Seattle.
I don't like Tennessee. I think Tennessee is very overrated this year. I think their defense is maybe the worst in football. I think Tennessee is going to – if you got in on the under early this year for Tennessee, that was a smart play. I think Tennessee is missing the playoffs.
Yeah. I just like Seattle home again. Russell Wilson always starts the season off fast and starts it off hot. This year is no different. So I got them going.
Fox games.
Okay. Go for it.
Bengals, Bears. In Chicago.
Bengals and Bears. I really wanted to go with Joe Burrow, but I know the Bears will burn that stadium down with Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace in it if they lose that game and he doesn't. And somehow they lose that game and Justin Fields isn't playing the rest of the way. I'm going to go with the Bears winning at home.
I feel like the Bears are going to win, but I want to go with the Bengals. So I'm going to go with the Bengals because their offense is better. I think they have much better wide receivers. I think Joe Burrow is the better quarterback.
After giving up 34 points last week and only scoring 14, The defense got a lot to answer for, but that offense, Andy Dalton's going to have a lot to answer for, so that's why he better play like his job depends on it, because it should.
And Khalil Mack's going to get a lot of pressure.
Khalil Mack does pretty well against the AFC North in his
career. The Bengals have a very bad offensive line. If this is a game for the defensive front for the Bears to thrive, this is it. So that should be a very interesting matchup to watch.
Yep.
Rams-Colts in Indianapolis. I'm actually pretty high on both teams this year, but I'm going Rams. That was my Super Bowl pick from the NFC. Matt Stafford
You got them going 17-0, huh?
No, I don't. But I had Matt Stafford looked really good last week. I think he's going to look really good again.
I've got the Rams as well. I think my only question, I don't even want to call it a question or concern. I want to see whether or not Matthew Stafford can continue to play well from week to week and see what he does, see if he can do what he did at home and do it on the road. If so, I like them big against the Colts.
Bills, Dolphins. You know where I'm going.
Suck a bit.
Hey, I was going to say.
Going Miami all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Tua's 1-0, right? Mm-hmm. They beat the Patriots last week. This is another divisional game. If Miami wins this is huge for the divisional standings.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Bills, though. I'm not 100% sold on Tua Tagovailoa yet.
I'm not even 100% sold on Josh Allen.
Well, that's one just a horrible touchdown. Game.
One touchdown. Ooh.
I am actually a little interested to see, for fantasy football purposes, who the Bills roll with at running back. Zach Moss was a healthy scratch last week. Devin Singletary got 11 carries, 72 yards on those 11 carries. If you play fantasy football, that should be something interesting to at least keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's I expect Josh Allen. Again, I know they lost, so it's kind of hard, but you expect them to bounce back where he has a better statistical game. But Brian Flores, his specialty is defense. They just want Tua to play mistake-free football. Now, he had a touchdown pass last week. It was to his former Alabama teammate, Jason Waddle. So, being at home, defense, yep, I like Miami in this game.
Devontae Parker, I will say, no matter who's been the quarterback, he has still put up numbers, no exception last week. 81 yards for Devontae Parker, leading receptor for Miami Dolphins. 49ers, Eagles in Philly, both teams 1-0. Both teams, I would say, put up pretty surprising numbers. I mean, the Niners put up 41, again, against a bad Detroit Lions team. And then the Eagles, absolutely hammering the Falcons. Jalen Hurts looked extremely good. Who do you got here?
49ers. On the road. Hold on. I got to get some water.
Dude, I don't know. I think the Niners are the better team. I'm not.
I don't trust the Eagles at home. The Niners can score enough points. I think their defense is better. I think Detroit scoring what they did is an aberration. But at the end of the day,
those were all late garbage points too. Those weren't. Exactly. They weren't.
So,
yeah.
And look. The Eagles were facing the Atlanta Falcons. That is probably the worst team in the NFL that you failed.
Worst defense. They're all, Well, that's why I don't understand.
The offense only scored 6 points.
Well, that's my point is I don't know if the Eagles defense is actually good. That's why I'm intrigued
by this.
That's why
I'm going 49ers.
I think the 49ers are a solid team. I don't think the 49ers are great, but I think they're a solid team. I have no idea at all what the Eagles are. I guess I'm going to go with the devil I know and go with the Niners. I think the Niners are probably still better, but if the Eagles won, and if they won by double digits, I still would not be surprised. That's the game I probably feel the least comfort level picking a team on.
I'm comfortable in my pick with 49ers. Who else we got?
Saints, Panthers in Carolina. Both are 1-0.
I trust Jameis Winston to play well and not make mistakes. Carolina, they did well in last week's game, but I'm going to go with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints. They're 3.5-point favorites. The over-under is 44.5. I'm going Saints, and I'm ripping that over. The Saints themselves almost put up that amount of points last week. I like Jameis Winston, that offense. They're very talented. I think what I said last year is coming to fruition. Drew Brees was holding the Saints back. He couldn't throw the ball deep. Jameis Winston can throw the ball deep. If he continues this streak-free interceptions, actually being able to see his receivers, see the color of his jerseys, this bodes well for the Saints.
Like I told Michael Coleman, I'm such a big fan of Jameis Winston. Been a big fan since he was in college. I think he's going to have a good statistical game. I don't know about 5 touchdowns again. But, I mean, I can see that scenario. If they're short passes and they get him down. Alvin Kamara had a good game on the ground. He just didn't do much. He just didn't throw the ball around deep down the field. But, here's the main, I like them big in this game against the Carolina. Of course, it's a division game, so they need this win to get up on them.
Minnesota Vikings traveling to Arizona to face Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
Arizona, Chandler Jones, I think, is going to eat. I think Chandler Jones, with his 5 sacks last week, I think he gets at least 2 Sunday against Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I like Arizona too, but this feels like a Kirk Cousins go out and have himself a ridiculous game. Kirk Cousins does that. Whenever he is in a game where you feel like they're going to get blown out, Kirk Cousins has those games where he all of a sudden goes off.
I don't even get burned out. I just think Chandler Jones is going to go after him because he ain't vaccinated.
That's why. Not because he wants to win.
Not because he wants to win. Not because he wants to counter. Because he's unvaccinated.
Okay, he's going checks out.
Yes, sir.
Falcons. Buccaneers in Tampa. I think we both have the Buccaneers. The question is, does Tampa win by more than 13?
Yes. What's the over-under?
12.5.
That's the line?
Oh, no. 52. Spread's 12.5.
Are you serious? Yeah. Yeah, they beat. I would take Tampa with the 12.5.
I would take Atlanta with the 12.5. Not straight up with the 12.5.
After they only scored 6 points last week?
Yes, I think they bounced back.
This is a division game.
Jobs are on the line.
This is a division game. Tom Brady, you forgot that whole 328 type thing, that he did on IG this week. 328, 28-3. He's looking to put some points up.
I get it.
Up.
Matt Ryan still hangs over Matt Ryan's head.
He's putting points up on all you. That's what he's doing. I got Tampa Bay big in this game.
So you're saying over 13.
I'm saying over 13. I'll take the under, though, but I'll take over 13. That's going 52 points.
NBC, Sunday night. Chiefs. Ravens.
I'm taking the ship with Darren Smith. That's what I'm doing, brother.
It's not as fun to play the NBC one when the Chiefs are in it because we've already done our picks.
I might have changed my mind.
I know your undefeated is not going all of a sudden with Baltimore.
I might decide to go 34-30. And go against the spread.
How many times are you going to flip-flop? Are you a politician?
I used to be in politics.
Exactly. That's why you flip-flop so much.
No, I've always told the truth.
Is that in air quotes, the truth?
No, because I'm allergic to BS.
That's a good line.
That's true.
That's what you should have said in your politics line. You would have gotten elected president.
They weren't ready for me.
They weren't ready for you?
I'm like Bulwark. They weren't ready for the truth. Nope.
You can't handle the truth.
No, I like it. But now I think about it, though. I think I want to go back with my 7-point deal, 34-27.
If people were listening and locked in, betting-wise, because they were listening to you, they got to be pissed. Don't listen to Darren.
I will make all my bets when I get to Baltimore tomorrow. Once I land, get all the jet lag out of me. When I land, get to the hotel early, check in, I will make my bets prior to the first kickoff college game tomorrow.
We haven't even talked college football.
We got time.
We'll take a break, come back, talk about the college games. KU, Mizzou, K-State, no Skylar Thompson.
Please, I want to talk Alabama.
Okay, we'll talk Alabama, Florida. Georgia, Florida as well. Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. Time for some college football. Which game were you wanting to talk about, Alabama, Florida?
Of course. Why would I want to talk about Mizzou?
They play SEMO.
Another reason why I don't want to talk about it.
Fine, we'll talk Alabama and Florida. Let's go. What you got?
Bama, of course.
Well, yeah, but they're going to give me something interesting there. I can pick Bama, too.
But you're probably not. Okay, are you going to take Florida with the points?
What's the over-under?
14.
Oh, no. Give me Bama 14.
Oh, so over you 14. Won't So you won't take Tampa Bay against Atlanta when Atlanta's one of the worst teams in the league, but you'll take Alabama's 14 against the number of 15-ranked team in the country.
Oh, yeah. Florida's always ranked high when they never should. They're like Texas. They're both always ranked higher than they should be.
Okay. I was going to take Alabama with the points, too.
Of course. Bama, dude. Bama's on such another level than everyone else in college football. It's just absurd.
Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of the quote-unquote, what was the game called? The game of the century or whatever? Or the greatest game ever played between Nebraska and Oklahoma. Should have Lebo in there talking about this.
That's what we should have.
I should call on Lebo. Get in here. But I think Oklahoma wins this game. Look, they need a bounce. I mean, what are that bounce back win? Hold on. They're still undefeated, right? They're 2-0.
Yeah, they're 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah, they beat up a team last week 75-0. They should be ashamed of themselves. I think they beat Nebraska. I think it's a good game. Spencer Rattler should have a bounce-back game, so to speak. And so I'm expecting big things out of that game. And I'm going to – now, is that a primetime game or is that like late afternoon?
That's 11 a.m.
Really?
Yeah. Nebraska's not very good.
You know, there was
– Oklahoma's 22.5-point favorites.
No, I get that. But I was just thinking because of – you know, just because of – the milestone of the game, I thought they would have had it on a little bit later just for the sake of it being what it was. So yeah, I'll go with Oklahoma. I'm not giving them the points though. Remember, I gave them the points against Tulane, and
you got beat. Tulane. Yeah. Well, Tulane looks like a legit, decent football program.
Yeah, but still, Oklahoma. They were number two in the country.
Sure, so. I'm with you. Tulane though has turned some heads this year.
Yeah, who else we got?
K-State, Nevada. Nevada's 2-0 coming to play K-State in Manhattan. No Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson, knee is not, hopefully not, season-ending. They think it's going to be out, and at some point he'll come back this year for K-State. That would be a huge loss if he misses the entire year because K-State looks like they're a pretty good football program. K-State is still favored in this game.
No, I could have sworn Nevada was a 2-point favorite.
Let me pull it back up. I thought they were too until I looked at it, and they are now. Point and a half. Nevada's point and a half.
Yeah, I'm going with Nevada in this game.
I'm going K-State.
Figured you would. But yeah, I'm going to go with Nevada in this game. Yeah,
I think the over-under's 50. I'm taking the under, but I'm taking K-State in this game. Their defense looked really good. Their running back, which in college football, running backs make a huge difference. NFL, they don't. College football, they do. Deuce is a phenomenal running back.
Something about that 50 points has me thinking over. College football is such a long game. It's just hard for me to see how teams sometimes, you know, especially when I look at KU in their first game, but that was against a weak team. How it took them so long to score. That's like 27-24
It is like that. But also K-State won 24-7 against Stanford, and they don't have their starting quarterback. I'm pretty comfortable.
Talk about Nevada. What was that? Nevada didn't have the starting quarterback?
No, K-State doesn't have the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going to Nevada. I'm going to go over.
So you and I differ completely. You have Nevada in the over. I have K-State in the under.
Yep.
I like K-State this year. I truly think they're a good football program. Mizzou's playing at home against Southeast Missouri State. Should be a blowout.
Yeah.
Mizzou 1-1, lost by 7-2 Kentucky. Yeah, they're a favorite by 35, over under 60. I don't even want to touch it. I don't think betting sites have this game because they're playing a FCS school.
Yeah.
Kansas, though. Big Baylor, 12 right? matchup against Baylor. Baylor is also a very bad football program, but Baylor's 18-point favorites.
They're not that bad as KU. I'm going to go with Baylor in this game.
I know you're going with Baylor. We're both going Baylor, but I'm talking about the over-under. The over-under the spread.
I'm going to take Kansas with – I'm going to give Kansas 18. Even though I had Coastal Carolina covering 27 last weekend, they did cover.
Same, I did too.
They
that
did
great.
Cover.
By what, half a point. It was 26. Yeah. That was great.
But Coastal Carolina is much better than Baylor. So if Baylor is that bad – or as bad as we expect, it's a home game for them. Early game, I'm gonna give Kansas the 18 points.
I will too. If Kansas wants to win more than say two games this year, because their only other chance of really winning is against Duke, and that's next week. Baylor's the other one they could get. I don't think KU does it. Like I said, going into this year, I think they only win one game. They've done it. But if KU wants to show that they're here to compete, at least not get blown out and embarrassed, you have to compete against Baylor, right?
Yeah.
This is your measuring stick right now. You're not going to compete against Oklahoma. You're not going to compete necessarily against the Texases, even though Texas I don't think is very good either, or the Iowa States. Against Baylor, this is a team that you have to say, all right, we're not elite, we're not good, but we're here to at least try and improve our program. I do think Kansas covers the 18-point spread.
Yeah, not often we're going to agree on something like that, but yeah.
Who would think that I, a Mizzou guy, would agree that Kansas can actually hold their own against Baylor?
I think you just know it generally bodes well to agree with me.
I don't ever agree with that. That's not why I do anything, Darren.
That's why you do it.
No, I don't. Stop it, Sterling. You flip-flop too much for me, man.
First of all, no, you are either way, Sterling.
How many times have you
I've
flipped?
I've never flipped.
You flipped seven times this show. Who are you going with now, the Chiefs? Do they cover or do they not cover the 3.5 points against the Ravens?
First of all, I changed my mind according to the facts.
So what's the second of all?
And the information.
What's the second of all?
I want to be right.
So which one are you going with? What fact came out in the middle of this show that had you flip-flop three times already? Don't even remember which side you're on.
I am actually going to be in Baltimore.
I know you're going
to
be there.
And I'm going to be at the game. And my objectivity almost took over itself. And so my objectivity says that the Chiefs are going to cover the spread this time
around. Now they cover. Now they're covering the
third. That's why I went back to 34-27. Even 34-30, they're still covering. Nah.
Dude, you flip more than a pancake.
Whatever, dude.
You flip more than a pancake at Waffle House.
Don't get jacked up. I like you, dude. Don't get jacked up.
Josh Jacobs out Sunday against the Steelers. Kenyon Drake supposed to get the majority of the carries, although Peyton Barber could be eating into some of that. If you play fantasy football, Josh Jacobs out turf toe against the Steelers. That changed anything for you?
Nope. Steelers.
Yeah, I bet the Steelers.
Yeah, no, Steelers. Steelers are good, man. I think that was on the teams that I said would be we should watch out for to make the playoffs this year. I know you're not a big Ben Roethlisberger fan. I'm not either, but that defense is legit, bro.
Other news, Green Bay Packers place outside linebackers Za'Darius Smith on IR with lingering back issue. Will Fuller, wide receiver for Miami, out with personal reasons. Has yet to play this year. Does that change? your Miami Dolphins pick. No Will Fuller. He was gone last week, week one. But he's also going to miss this game, week two.
Nope. Got the Bills losing.
Wow. Ballsy pick from Darren. He's wrong, but ballsy pick. Got to give him credit there. Darren, have a safe flight to Baltimore.
Thank you very
much. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Experience the city. Bring home a Kansas City Chiefs dub.
That's what I always do.
For Darren, I am Sterling Holmes. Listen to all of his shows. He'll be doing pregame, postgame, everything you need to know. We'll be back live in studio. I'll be back Monday. Dan will be back on Tuesday.
I'll be back Monday.
You'll be back Monday?
Yeah.
Bleep it. He'll be back Monday. He's flying back early just for this. Until then, we are out.